Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book, the only primer to fight communism. Have you learned to say the word communist yet? Are you afraid to say it? Did somebody tell you that that's not a politically correct word to use? Even though you're losing your country? Even though since Nam we have been on the downhill curve? Even though your children are brainwashed? Even though we have a 75% divorce rate in the country? Even though more children are on drugs today than ever before in the history of the country? Even though one in five Americans is a junkie? Are you, even though you're working harder for less money than you did yesterday? Do you have a problem? You can't say that word? Come on, come on, you could say it. You could say it. Who's ruining your life? Say it, say it, come on. Communists! Yeah, it's not politically correct. You know what? Let's change the word politically correct to communist correct. Isn't that what they're doing? They now don't want to call illegal immigrants. First off, they are illegal. Secondly, they're not immigrants. They're invaders. They are invaders. And for every nice, hard-working Mexican they show you, they hide the guy with the tattoos from MS-13 who's going to kidnap somebody and bring them back to Mexico. They never show you that illegal invader. Yeah, wake up, America. You know why they want to legalize immigration among people that are here in hiding? They want the Democratic vote. If they could bring people from Mars, they would have illegal aliens from Mars, as long as they voted the Democrat. What I wonder about is how can the Communist Party of North America convince good Catholics from South America that when you vote for a Democrat, you're not voting for a Comunista? Once they learn that they're voting for Comunistas, they may not be too happy. Hang in there, we'll open with a heart-wrenching tune. Okay, I'm going to play for you the new Obama tax return song. The tax refund song.
Open your eyes and look around. Pennies from heaven are falling down.
Every time it rains, it rains. Pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Baby, don't you know?
Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Every time it rains,
good.
That's a group called the Clovers from 1950, the beginning of doo-wop. Isn't that a nice sound? Sweet sound, melodious. You can understand every word the guy is singing. The bass singer is great. The background is great. There's harmony. Those are love songs. That's why people went steady. That's why people got engaged. That's why people went to the chapel and got married. Today they call it hooking up, like a fighter jet underneath a refueling bomber. Yeah, hooking up. What a joke, man! What a joke. Now they pay guys millions of dollars in concerts, and they come out on the stage. And they're doped up, and they throw one of the players off to the crowd, and the crowd passes them out to the exit. And everybody's cool. Everybody's cool. But before the night's over, somebody will OD. Like a 21-year-old girl at Columbia University, the home of the KGB. Our universities are infected with communists. There are KGB graduates at Columbia University, and you know who's now starring at Columbia, the germ of the ocean? Bernadine Dorn, a terrorist. Yep, there's going to be two sides fighting this war, the helpless and the terrorists. There will be nobody in the middle. It'll be the helpless who have been disarmed and the terrorists who were given the weapons. But you don't believe that because you live in a movie theater. Your world is at one big movie theater. But what can I tell you? You know, like they say, those who do not learn from the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. And don't think it can't happen. World War I almost wiped out the entire male population of France. And so they beat the Germans down mercilessly, and the Germans came back in World War II and dragged the French into a railroad car in Versailles and made them undo the entire treaty from World War I. And this Korean Gangnam Nuke guy here, he is toying with the entire world. And let me tell you something. You don't know what he's going to do. All the experts, you know what an expert is? That's a guy that hasn't been caught in a lie. Experts, we have no experts. The best our experts could do was not predict the 9-1-1. And they won't predict the first nuke hit either. And you never can tell what this guy is going to do. He may have decided it's time to check out his country and take as many non-communists with him as possible. And the Chinese may play a big role, you know. In other words, he may be the junkyard dog on the chain, and the Chinese will come in at the last moment and put him back in the doghouse. But you can't count on that, because there's one axiom in life that you must always keep in the back of your mind. Never can happen happens all the time. You want an example? Titanic. You want an example? Hindenburg. Yeah. You want an example? Somebody that just climbed the Mount Hood that got lost and we sent about 100, 200 rescuers to find this one person that went up in a snowstorm. And, she was so happy she was rescued. Oh, I want to thank everybody, that the helicopters that nearly crashed. Oh, I really want to thank everybody that put their lives on the line just to save little old me. Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate your gratitude. Here's the bill. It's $1.5 million. Oh, no, I can't pay that. This is America, the land of the free. Everybody has to come save me. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Who climbs a mountain in a snowstorm? Yeah. Oh, and I'll get a book deal. I'll get a book deal and a movie. I'll get a movie, too. And I'll be in the back seat of that Ford station wagon with the Kardashians all tied up in bikinis. Did you see that ad? Country is going to the dogs, man. Mondo Cane was a song that was in the 60s. The world gone to the dogs. Let me tell you, USA Mondo Cane. We're already in dog land. Oh, no, that can't be. No. When two guys with a talk show can send a couple into St. Patrick's Cathedral to have sex in the vestibule and record it live on the radio, we are Mondo Cane people. You want more examples? Let me think. I'll be back. I'll give you another tune. I'll give you a tune when the country was decent. Decent and drug-free. You can't believe that, can you? You can't believe that this country used to be drug-free. Oh, it was never drug-free. Who says that? The guy that had to go all the way downtown to buy a roach? A discounted roach? Manhattan used to be drug-free, except for the lower part of Manhattan. Manhattan. I can almost tell you the year it reached 155th Street, 175th Street, 189th Street, and a lot of people died. They don't tell you about those stats, but the cemetery, you can take a walk into a cemetery and look at the ages of people on the tombstone in the 60s and see how many died around 20, 21, 18. Well, if you really want to have some excitement, you got nothing to do some night, you got to go to an emergency room and watch the junkies that used up, do it on a weekend, the junkies that used up their methadone supply ahead of schedule, and now they are going into the emergency room on your tax money to get a fix, and the doctor won't give them anything, and they're crawling around on the floor. Or go to a methadone clinic and watch. You want to see real zombies? Go to a methadone clinic. Hey, man, can I get an egg on toast? You don't know what you're doing to yourselves. Experimental people, huh? You like to experiment? What are you, a scientist? Every generation makes the same mistake. They consider themselves the latest, the state of the art. They find a drug that nobody else has found before. Let me tell you, Egyptians were doing drugs. Aztecs were doing drugs. Incas were doing drugs. Give me a break, man. Learn about God. Learn about treating people right. Learn manners. Learn politeness. Improve your vocabulary so you could talk like me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Learn the arts. Stay away from communists. A guy calls himself a liberal, he's a communist. He's a progressive, he's a communist. He's a free thinker, he's a communist. He's an atheist, definitely a communist. He's a community organizer. He's a communist. Yeah, and beware of organizations that have the words in them, Americans for Freedom. Yeah, or Communists for the American Way. Yeah, or what's that one? they graduate the KGB agents, IP something. It's in the Institute for Policy Studies. It's a KGB front group. Did you know that John Kerry used to have his campaign office right next to a KGB office in New York? There's a guy you got to talk to. You got to hear him. He comes on to talk shows once in a while. He was on Savage the other night. He was on Mark Levin, and you might catch him on Bob Grant. His name is Jimmy from Brooklyn. He's got names, dates, places, and you wouldn't believe how many communists are in this country. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe all the people that have been undermining this country since Stalin told them to do so. And you can't say the word communist, so don't try, because that's my handle. I'm the only one that's allowed to say it. See, all the conservative tough guys, they're just now getting to the word socialist. Well, he's a socialist. No, he's a communist. He's a dyed-in-the-wool communist. How can you tell a communist if you don't know one? Well, in politics, it's easy. If they voted to burn the flag and called it freedom of speech, they're communists. If they vote to kill kids and they call it a woman's right to choose, they're communists. If they're exterminating 4,700 babies, American babies, a day, they're communists. Now, some of them don't know they're communists. Those people we call brainwashed. Now, how do you know if you're brainwashed? You put your hand behind your left ear and see if there's a drain plug there. If there's a drain plug, you're brainwashed. Next tune is dedicated to the Latinos, especially the 14 guys named Gomez who served with the United States military in Iraq and Afghanistan. God bless them. And this is a tune by Tito Puente, a boy from Manhattan, and served in the Navy and gave us a lot of good music. And if you wanna lose weight, dance Latin.
Thank you.
music is wonderful, isn't it? Music. And what's a tune that really warms your heart? The one when you were in your prime and that music was playing and you were somewhere with atmosphere and beautiful women and you felt like a million bucks even though you were green and wrinkled. But that's it. Whatever music was at the time of your prime, that's the music that will always be in your heart. Speaking of hearts, we have a candidate for the presidency named Ben Carson. And I got to tell you, by the way, did you see the Pope today? Oh, man, this guy is... The press is trying to hide his good works. They don't want to see this Pope at all. They're dying for a pedophile priest scandal that they can run for 3 weeks. This Pope today, last week, when his first trip out as the Pope, people on the side of the road passed a cripple to the front. Just like the Bible scene where they lowered the guy down in through the roof for Jesus to see if Jesus can help him. And they passed this cripple to the front. And the Pope, I don't know if he stopped and got out of his vehicle or he was walking. And he went over and he kissed the guy in the forehead. And you could see the joy. The joy on that man's face, you know, whatever agony he was in or whatever pain he was experiencing, he was in ecstasy. He had a smile that was big as the world. And I said, you know, that's right. That's a Bible scene. So, of course, the press covered it up. You know, what is it? No good deed will go on television. And so what do you think happened today? The Pope's out again, and they bring a boy, like maybe about 12 to 13 years old, and his body's all twisted. And it's too bad the Pope can't work miracles, because, man, that would have been it. That would have been it. It would have been conversion time for about 1 billion people. But he may get China yet. And he went over to the boy, and he kissed the boy. And the crowd went wild. So I said, when I saw it, I says, hey, communist press, in case you missed it last week, here it is again. That's my dissertation on the Pope. Now we go to a guy who could be Pope. His name is Ben Carson. And he stood before Herod. Yeah, Herod, the baby killer. And at a prayer breakfast, which Obama should have been banned from. Yeah, Obama likes to pray. P-R-E-Y, under helpless. Yeah, I'm doing it all for you. This is a typical out of Fidel Castro's notebook. But Obama was there at the prayer breakfast, and Ben Carson got up and said hello to everybody. And he started talking about healthcare sucks. And Obama's sitting there going, I got to get rid of this N-word. Yeah, that's what he was thinking, man. You look at the picture, look at his face, man. He said, how did they get me in here? How did they set me up? This is a setup. I'm going to get everybody here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to close the White House to little children. Yeah, and you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to slow the burials at Arlington Cemetery from 48 to 24. Tell them we can't afford to bury these Americans. And that's what's happening in Arlington Cemetery today, my friends. But anyway, so Carson comes out, and he, after he spoke and everybody recognized him for the first time, They were enamored with him. They were thrilled. The guy's a brain surgeon. A brain surgeon. And he's black. A black brain surgeon? Yeah. And he, guess what? He did it the hard way. And he has a mother. A mother who loves him. Who loved him. God bless her. God bless her. Because she's the one that created that work of art. Yes. Thank God she didn't go to a Planned Parenthood. Planned Slaughterhood. Chop shop. So anyway, Carson comes out. He's great. Everybody loves him. Especially the white folk. White folk are crazy about him. Why is that? Because he can be controlled. He don't look like he can be controlled. Because he knows his place. His place is in heaven with God. Yeah. He only wants to do good. And that's his track record. He's not a community organizer stirring up the masses for the Communist Party. No, he's a do-gooder. He's too good to be true. We better send that Palin garbage team down to go through his garbage. Yeah, we'll get something on him. Don't worry. Well, anyway, he came out the other day and last week, and he said that marriage is a well-established, a fundamental pillar of society, and no group, be they gays, be they NAMBLA, or be they people who believe in bestiality, it doesn't matter what they are, they don't get to change the definition. Amen, brother. And there are no amendments to the Ten Commandments. It is not like the a party of death in the White House. You cannot change the Constitution, including the Second Amendment. Laissez-faire, baby. Leave alone. NAMBLA, in case you don't know about it, is the North American Man-Boy Love Association. How's that? These are the people that want to get into the Boy Scouts. You want them in there? Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? You want sick people toying with your children? You know how precious a child's mind is? Already this country rushes them into puberty before they have mustaches. Initially, he defended his comments as saying they were misunderstood and taken out of context. And I turn on O'Reilly, and there's a black man who hates other black men who are Republicans. And I wouldn't say, what's his name, is a Republican. He's like an independent guy. He may go with the Republican Party, but he's his own man. And whatever he chooses to go with, it's going to be him. And so the guy that was called him, an Uncle Tom and a sellout, said that he said that gays practice bestiality. He never said that. It doesn't matter what they are. Be they gays, be they NAMBLA, be they people who believe in bestiality. You know what bestiality is? That's people who have sex with animals. And that's real animals, you know, like cows and oxen. Yeah, I'm not talking about somebody had a bad date, you know. But anyway, I just think that Ben Carson's a great guy, and I don't want to see him get stomped down because the road Hillary Clinton is getting ready to fulfill the Book of Revelation. Yes, she's going to run for the presidency. It's in the Book of Revelation. A beast will appear in the heavens and will have seven heads, and her tail will sweep the stars from the sky. Yeah, Hillary Benghazi Clinton. I wonder if they killed those four guys because they didn't want no witnesses. If they come home, we're going to have a lot of trouble. Leave them there. Leave them there. In a couple of hours, there'll be history. Leave them there. We don't want them coming home and ruining our party. Yeah, you don't think people don't think like that? No? Okay. How about a German chancellor that told his people they were going to have a 1,000-year Reich, and when the walls came tumbling down, he said the same people that he told he loved said they all deserve to die because they failed me. Yeah, that's human nature, my friends. Let me find the tune for you. It will bring love into your heart.
Here's the Duprees. Night music for you.
There's as much love today as there was back in the 50s. You know, if you go watch PBS, you know what they do? They have like a 50s exposition once a year, and they bring out the surviving groups. And the fan, you look in the audience, and those couples are all, they've been there since, they've been together since they were 18, 15, 13. And then PBS takes that money and they make terrible documentaries that undermine the United States. Yeah, and they get government subsidy to do it. We are, our country is overrun with communist folks. You don't know it yet. You won't know it till it's too late. You're not going to believe what's going to happen to you. Every day we've been losing freedom since the 1960s. Every day, the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center go in to turn this country upside down. They're going to get rid of God. They're going to get rid of the country. They're going to get rid of the Constitution. You're going to have no rights. You're going to think that you're not going to believe what's going to happen to you. You have no idea. You're the most naive person in the whole world. People that live in third world countries know more than you do, because they see it. You go, there's nobody can have guns in Brazil. You know who has guns in Brazil? The police. You know who else has guns in Brazil? The terrorists. They're the only two. And there's more terrorists than police. You think you're going to trust the one cop that comes to your village and tells you he's going to protect you, and 2 minutes after he's gone, 10 terrorists, knockout terrorists walk in? Who's in charge? You know the answer. Okay, so we had some good music back then, and I believe there was more love back then. There was more innocence for sure, and there was less drugs. And what was nice about doo-wop was that you didn't have to buy expensive equipment like fancy guitars and pianos, and you just brought your voice to the corner, and everybody hung around, and one guy would do bass, one guy would do alto, one guy would do high soprano, and a couple of tenors, and you had a rock and roll group. And it was homemade. And you got things like bop diddy bop bop bo. You want to hear some bop diddy bop bop bo?
Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Bum 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 dang 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 ding it on ding blue.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, dang 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 ding it on ding blue.
I just saw a website that is blogging the 18 Cub Scouts were thrown out of a they used to have meetings in public school and they were thrown out. There's a big bully school throwing out little Cub Scouts. I'm blaming them for the anti-homosexual policy. And one mother was saying, the day that they introduce homosexuality to my son, who's a Boy Scout, that's the end of his Boy Scout career. And many parents feel that way. And what I always say, if you go on a hike with on a camping trip with a gay scoutmaster, and there's 12 kids, and he tells you he's only got 11 sleeping bags, there's going to be somebody that's not going to be too comfortable. So, and having said that, I responded in the blog with this. There is an Italian saying that I love. Never mistake kindness for weakness. One day the tolerant will stand and destroy evil before it destroys the next generation. The 45 goals of the Communist Party cover these sins. The goals were written into the congressional record by a congressman in Florida in 1962. You can find them on the internet. All you got to do is type in the 45 goals of the Communist Party. But if you can't find it, it's in my book, The Spirit of America Party. It's got an eagle on the cover, says, "Take me to the beach." And it's in the epilogue chapter, the last chapter. But here's a sample of the goals of the Communist Party. Number 17, get control of the schools. It's been accomplished. Number 18, get control of all student newspapers. Most student newspapers has been accomplished. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity. I remember the first day the first network used the word ass and broke the barrier using the word ass. Within 5 minutes, as I jumped channels, everybody was using the word ass. Within 5 minutes. Now they're up to piss and God knows what else. Okay? How many times have you heard them say, I'm pissed off? Eliminate all laws governing obscenity. That's number 24. Number 25, break down cultural standards. Savage says it and repeats it all the time. He's got three ingredients for a successful America: borders, language, and culture. And we've lost all three. Number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. You got guys like Anthony Weiner. They got thrown out for being a pig, a dirty pig. He's back. He gets a refresher course on how not to be so obvious. You got that governor of North Carolina that took a walk in the Appalachians and came out in Argentina with a girlfriend. He's a pig. You got Elliot Spitzer. He's a pig. All these guys are back on the scene as politicians. They never gave up. They never took a walk. They took a stroll. 27, eliminate the church, infiltrate the churches, and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. 28, we are infiltratable, my friends. As a country, we are infiltratable. 28, eliminate prayer and any phase of religious expression on the grounds it violates the separation of church and state. How successful have they been with that? Well, I say, look, you want us to go outside the public arena and practice our religion? Well, give us the money that we pay in school taxes and we'll take it with us and we'll build our own schools. Can you do that? Oh, no, you can't do that. Why not? Because you're robbing me, you bastard. 29, discredit the Constitution. See, after they get religion, they get the spirit of America. Just calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, and out of step. How many communists are hurting us right now? Save the kids. Savage tonight is complaining about New York City. He says it's full of communists. He's right. Jimmy from Brooklyn said the other day, he says, how many guys you think are in the mafia in the whole country? I said, I don't know. He's 3,000. He says, how many communists you think are on the Lower East Side? I said, I don't know. He says, 288,000. He's clutching at straws, picking the numbers. But you want to know something? Proportionally, he's not wrong. Whatever the correct proportion is, that's what Jimmy is saying. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune when people used to love this country and love each other and lived and got married forever till death do us part. And they made the vow in front of God. And they tried their best to keep it.
If I give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? And in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you,
will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you fly with me when I'm sad? Oh, smile with me when I'm glad. Be sure. Please don't answer till you do. For when you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Hello, Kim. How you doing today, buddy? Yeah, this is Kim Nook, right? In Korea. Hey, how you doing, pal? Hey, listen. We did good yesterday. Man, when you rattled the sword, the market dropped 100 points. That was excellent. Excellent. Now, let me tell you. What are we going to do today? We made a bundle yesterday. What are we going to do today? That's good. That's good. You're going to say that you can put a nuke in downtown New York, and you're going to do it in about 45 minutes. All right. Listen, do me a favor. Don't do it yet. Maybe push it back a half an hour beyond the 45 minutes because I got to get the short sales in here. All right? Hey, buddy, thanks a lot. We're making a bundle. And we're doing good. Yeah. Hey, did you see John Kerry today? Oh, he's with you right now? Yeah, what's he wearing? Oh, he's wearing a North Vietnamese general's uniform. How's he look? Does he look good in it? Did he give you any gifts? Bottle of ketchup. Yeah, he's a very generous man. He's been feeding the starving for years. Okay, buddy, I'll talk to you later.
From the table up at Birdland to the place where Dizzy dwells, in the fizz and the funny hats they love so well, all the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooh-lee-oo, Scooby-Goo, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, Ooh-bop-be-dopping like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Yes, they're poor little cats who have lost their way. ba 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 ba. But every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they Bye-bye.
I am listening to Marcus Savagos. Yeah, the meatball man, the head of the Sausage Nation. And I got to tell you, all these liberals, and I know you think I'm calling him a liberal, but let me just finish. All these liberals, they all quote the same crap. Now, Savage used to be a liberal when the 60s revolution began, the 60s assassination of our mother country. And they have certain sayings from the 60s, never trust anybody over 30. Another one is better red than dead. Another one is better a live coward than a dead hero. That's all 60s gibberish promoted by communists. Now, there's another saying that the libs use all the time. They quote Dwight D. Eisenhower. And the communists love it and the Soviets love it. And the quotation from Dwight D. Eisenhower is, "Beware, beware the military-industrial complex, because they're corrupt and they take money." Oh, as compared to who? President Pinocchio Pants that introduced a businessman from Canada to the president of Kazakhstan and got a $39 million commission? In a uranium deal, it probably went to Iran? Yeah. Oh, you can't say that. Why can't I? It's not a free country anymore. Beware the military-industrial complex. What they're really saying is shut it down. Shut it down and disarm. Give your arms to your brothers in the Soviet Union, and they will take care of you. You sucker. You chump. So, let me tell you about Beware the Military-Industrial Complex. When President Eisenhower was preparing for D-Day, he wrote two letters, and he put them in his Eisenhower jacket. And one letter was to the American people if he succeeded. And the other letter was to the American people if he failed. George Patton had no such letter. All George Patton had was a map of Berlin and a crowdfinder. And that's why the Soviets killed him. You want what do they call those theories? You know, the grassy knoll theory? Well, you can go with that one too, because Patton was a direct threat to the Soviets. He wanted to finish them off. And you know what? We probably would have been better off if we had. Czechoslovakia, Hungary, all those satellite nations that the communists from the New York Times and Joseph Stalin swallowed up and dropped the Iron Curtain would have been free 50 years sooner. And they're really not free today because the KGB is watching everybody. And when it's time to pull, rein in the dog on the chain, they can do it. Just like your government wants you on a chain. First they're going to take your guns away, then they're going to come kill you, but you don't believe that. That never happened. That only happens in ghettos like Warsaw. Oh yeah, how many guns did they have in the Warsaw? Oh, they weren't allowed to have guns. Oh, why not? Because they were scheduled to be killed. Why would you give somebody who's scheduled to be killed a gun? So Savage is playing this up. Oh, the Kim Il-nook, he's part of the American military-industrial complex. And this is all rehearsed, and this is just to sell more weapons on the American side. I got news for you. The American side is not looking too good. Not looking too good. They got a ship they had to cut up, a guided missile cruiser they had to cut up in the Coral Sea, because it was on the Coral off the Philippines. And a sassy captain is quoted as saying, talk to the American embassy, when he was told not to go on the Coral, and he got stuck on it. All right? You had 5 aircraft carriers tied together, I think 2 years ago, for Christmas. What a beautiful Christmas present. So now you got Kim Il-nook. He's rattling his saber, and Savage is saying he's in bed with the American arms industry, which is being put out of business. And here's a little hint for all you gun manufacturers in the United States. You better branch out. Get out of the state you're in. Open a branch. Expand. If you're going to stay in the state you're in, you better cover yourself with an alternate location in case your state decides to shut you down. You got to go somewhere that's going to be free, like Texas, Montana. But pick a state that you know is going to be gun-friendly. Because the communists are coming, and they've been rehearsing for 50 years. And they're here. And we got a communist president. And John Kerry is talking. He was in North Korea today wearing a North Vietnam general's uniform. I'm only kidding. But this guy sold us out in Vietnam. He betrayed all those troops. You think those Swift boat vets wanted him to be president? They knew what a rat he was. They knew what damage he had done. Those 58,000 dead Vietnam vets were killed in the United States by cowards and draft dodgers and dopers and communists. And here you got Bernadine Dorn. She's now in Colombia. You know what Jimmy from Brooklyn says about Colombia? It's that's where they graduate KGB agents. And you got Bill Ayers, an advisor to the president. Both of these people should have been tried and executed for murder. And you got General Hassan down in Fort Hood, Texas, that's stringing along with Eric Holder, the biggest gun runner into Mexico since Pancho Villa. And he's off the hook. All the communists get off the hook. And the innocent go on the hook. So when they say beware the military-industrial complex, watch out. And here's something to think about. We're not as strong as we used to be. And I'll tell you something else. The words that make me cringe the most is when some communist politician like Al Gore, Moneybags, Mr. Tobacco, Mr. Global Warming, Mr. Trade with the oil cartels, and this isn't the first time he's done a deal with big oil. You got to look into Google. Elk Hills petroleum reserves are sold to Armin Hammer's company, Occidental Petroleum. Get that one. And if you want to know about Armin Hammer, talk to Jimmy from Brooklyn. He can give you his blood type. But anyway, Al Gore is a rat. And when you hear people talking about beware the military-industrial complex, be on guard, because you're being sold out.
Oh, so that's what I was starting to tell you. The words, there's two phrases I hate with a passion. I could kill whoever says it. One is blood and treasure. My friends, there's no such thing as blood and treasure. You cannot put them in the same sentence. A mother's treasure is her son. Just like the Pietà, the son draped in his mother's lap. The dead son. That's a mother's national treasure. She has no other. And the other one is when these little communist flag-burning bastards get up on campaign platforms and hug each other and dance and say, "We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth." Don't you cringe when you hear that? Could you see walking into a gang area and saying, "I'm the toughest guy in town"? Yeah, right? You know what I'm talking about. And who did it? Al Gore and Joe Liebowitz, who's a flag burner and a baby killer. How do you like that? He's orthodox. What kind of orthodox? Yeah, give me a break, man. A baby killer and a flag burner. Oh, I got into a big debate with somebody. They're not flag burners. They just were for free speech. They're flag burners. Free speech is the guys. Pro-choice is the guys. But at the end of the day, there's 4,700 dead babies. And it's pro-choice. What choice did the baby have? And where was Dad? Was he standing there? Would he get his picture taken with the dead baby and the knife? No, Dad's nowhere to be found. Dad is the biggest coward of all. And Dad's going to burn in hell. He's going to be down there with Jane Fonda and Ted Kennedy. Yep. So, having said that, I just wanted to let you know, we are not as strong as everybody thinks we are. And if you don't believe me, tell a World War II vet that one day, the World Trade Center is going to be bombed by two planes piloted by 19 Saudi Arabians saying their final prayers on the way to paradise. Very religious people shouting the name of God as they took down two buildings in New York City. If you told that to any World War II vet, he would laugh at you. Because that would never happen on his watch. But it happened on yours. And why did it happen on yours? Because you got no skin in the game and you could care less. And because of you and your House and Senate, many Americans are going to die. And 3,000 is small change. Bin Laden came for 100,000. And the next guy is coming for 1,000,000. And the next guy may not make New York his first pit stop. You think about that. You never know where the next hit is coming from. It could be 50 malls in 50 states. It could be 50 schools in 50 states. Like they did in Breslan, Russia. It could be 50 theaters in 50 states. Like they did in Moscow. We're not up for the game. You got a president that wants to disarm anybody that can fight back. Connecticut, the sorry-ass state of Connecticut, has outlawed 100 different guns. And they passed law, and their schmuck and governor has got a big grin on his face like he just won World War III. Now, do you think that all of that crap that they just put into legislation is going to prevent the death of one child? In Sandy Hook, that school was almost equidistant from two police stations, which were 15 minutes away. And they couldn't save anybody. The only one who could have saved those kids would have been a guard at the door, or two guards, or a couple of teachers with guns. No gun, no protection.
and it's going to happen again and again, and you can put up all the gun-free signs you want, gun-free zone signs. You can put them right next to the drug-free zone signs because they're both as ineffective. And this is like a Band-Aid on a sucking chest wound. It's going to do nothing. And Wayne Lapierre said it, put guards in the schools. But you don't want to do that. And so you're going to pay again and again and again. And if you want to get rid of gun crime, get rid of drug crime. All crime is drug related. Do away with drugs, you do away with crime. But you can't do that. You know why? Because you got a little habit. And it's a bad habit. And that's why Mexicans are dying by the thousands. Every time you light a joint, you kill a Mexican. Every time you snort crap, you kill a Mexican. And a Colombian. And a Peruvian. And a Bolivian. And they're all coming here. Because they're all going to open up little drug stores. Yeah, you think when you dry up their market, they're not going to come here? There's a lot of land in this country they can grow stuff. And that's where they don't have to run over the border. They can run around the block. And you know what? All the cigarette companies that you put out of business are all going to be back bigger and better than ever. And you're going to be buying stock. Because you know the potential for drug addicts in this country is great. Yeah, they'll probably put that on futures. You know, they got the sugar, they got the cocoa. Yeah, they got hog bellies, and then they're going to have drugs. Oh, OxyContin is up today. We're in trouble, man. Downhill slide. Downhill slide. We're on the way down. I'll close with a tune to remind you how great we once were and when there was love in this country. And we weren't killing 4,700 kids a day. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 of that 4,700. They kill 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños every day. And you don't think we're not going to stand before God? We're not going to have our Nuremberg trial? What are you going to say? I was looking the other way. I didn't pay attention. I knew they were killing them, but it was not my baby. It was none of my business. Do you think God's going to buy that?
My heart's at your command to keep desires. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. The rest of my day, I'll never part from you.